Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
71049. Hold on, I'm on the phone trying to get turned. Hold on, 1 second. I gotta take care of this, okay?
Did you say 31049?
71049.
Okay, thank you. All right, and your first and last name, please?
Christine Gonzalez.
Thank you. All right. I have located this account. Please verify the shipping address.
409 Highway 5. Look, but this is about cancellation. This is not about me keeping the service.
Okay, I just need to verify that I've located the correct account.
Okay. Highway 409 Highway 5, Logansport, Louisiana, 71049.
All right, thank you. I have located this account for the meal planning app. It has been canceled. Yes, ma'am. This was canceled on the 25th, and there was also a refund that same day for $49.97.
But I haven't got the refund yet.
All right, now it can take 3 to 5 business days. It was issued on the 25th. Now, if it was, let me take a look here. You may not see a refund. It was actually voided. So it should cancel. You shouldn't still see the charge there. It should cancel out that charge. But if it did process, then it'll take 3 to 5 business days for you to see the refund back.
Okay, but it is noted that it's refunded, right? That's
yes.
What I'm worried about. Okay,
yes,
okay.
Right.
Because I had no idea what this company was, and I went to go hit for a KitchenAid mixer, and this is what it brought me to, and now this is what I'm at. So, okay, as long as I know it's going to be refunded. Because
yeah,
it says it on my credit card, it says pending.
Okay, so it'll go from that pending state, and then it'll disappear. It should do that. It should be off of there by the end of day on Monday.
Okay.
All right. Was there anything
to find out?
No problem.
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What, baby? Now what, sir?